We can originate FHA and VA loans, and some programs don't even require an appraisal. So what are you waiting for? Call 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-4653.
Gold and old land insured.
15-year fixed rate, APR 3.573, FHA 10% equity with qualified credit. Call 314-567-GOLD or visit goldenoaklending.com.
You gotta love going out for a steak dinner. The official meal of something great just happened. She said yes? Well, may I recommend a T-bone for two? Finally got that promotion. It's filet mignon time. Heck, just getting through another Monday is reason enough for a sirloin. Mm-hmm. That's the protein-packed power of lean beef. Learn to love all 29 cuts. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
Brought to you by Missouri's Cattle Farmers. To learn more about lean beef, visit moobeef.org.
Yeah, that ballyhooey Hollywood. That's what I say. When anybody mentions Hollywood, I mean, you mean that ballyhooey Hollywood? That's what I say. It's time to check in with Dawn Meadows Dixon. There aren't any great movies. I looked last weekend to see if we want to go to a movie. There's nothing.
I want to see that Nitro Circus 3D. It's kind of like a Jackass movie, but they do more extreme stunts with motorcycles and things like that. Looks good.
That's a good example of that there's nothing else out there.
Oh, Hope Springs opened up.
Oh, is that stupid Tommy Lee Jones?
I think it looks good.
And then, you know what? We've done that. It's called It's Complicated.
Campaign.
With her and who was that? Alec Baldwin.
I don't want to see him in a serious, dramatic
and
role.
And he looks like he doesn't belong in
exactly.
that movie.
It got pretty good reviews.
Did it?
Uh-huh. And
Have fun.
The campaign did, too.
I will not see that. That looks really stupid. But Tina and I don't have to agree on everything.
Or anything.
Meet me in the disagreement room at 6 o'clock. Dawn Meadows Dixon is brought to you by Westport Car Wash. There's one on Page right behind us, just east of Lindbergh, on Lime Ferry Road just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood just south of Manchester. And as the music ends, here is Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Hey.
I guess I shouldn't review my film then, since you've already reviewed it for me.
I didn't review it. I just said I'm not interested in seeing it based on what I've already seen. Now, before you do this, I'm going to try something out here, and you're you're part of the very first audience to hear this. About a week ago, I found out that this guy on Craig Ferguson, who does the robot, does a tremendous Morgan Freeman. And I've been working on it, and the problem I have is I can't get down. Morgan Freeman, there's kind of a guttural, but I'd like to try what I call Morton Freeman, his brother. And I'd like to, again, let me kind of get into it before you guys boo me right up front. Let me get a few words out. I'm serious about this. And again, it's his brother, so it doesn't have to sound exactly
right.
My name's Morton Freeman. My brother is Morgan Freeman, and he did Shawshank Redemption and some other movies, and he's always rubbing it in that he is more successful than anyone else in the family.
Okay, it's not any good. Thank you. Okay, I realize it's not any good.
There were bits and pieces.
Let me join you. Boo! Boo! I'll join in.
There were bits and pieces that were pretty close.
I actually thought it was pretty good. You could be doing the Visa commercial.
I looked over the script, and at first I was a little bit hesitant, and I realized this was a movie that I probably could do.
I want to do it so badly, too, you know? It's like the British accent thing.
You did it that way.
Nah.
I'll
work
good.
On it. Well, thank you, Dawn. You're being nice. I'll work on it, and I'll work on the British. Give Dawn your British. Say, hey, Dawn Meadows Dixon, how are you today? Do that.
Hey, Dawn Meadows Dixon, how are you today?
Isn't that good?
Wow. I'm doing well, thank you.
We have two English chicks in the room. So you're going to do the Tommy Lee Jones Meryl Streep movie?
I am. It actually was really good.
Now, what's the name of it again?
It's called Hope Springs.
All right, before you say anything, let me say this. They didn't do it justice, if it is good, with the previews, the trailers on TV, because he looks miscast in this. He looks as miserable, like he was as miserable making the movie, as he's supposed to be in this situation he's in with her.
Meryl Streep said it was
miserable. He's in a miserable marriage. Yeah. He's been married for 30 years.
Well, who is it?
Meryl Streep said it was the most fun she's had making a movie.
Oh, I think she says that after everybody she works with.
You know what? If this was in anyone else's hands, this would have been a horrible film.
One time I had an opportunity to work with Meryl Streep, and I turned it down. Go ahead. Sorry.
Morton's back.
Yeah,
sorry. Morton's back. But they are such fine actors that it was, I really thought this was hokey. I agree with you. It almost looks like it's complicated.
Yeah.
This is a totally different film. And I read one person who, you know, I went online to kind of get the feel for what people said. People were, like me, surprised that they really liked it. And they actually said they thought it would save a lot of marriages because it's that real.
Oh, my
the
God.
The dialogue, wait a minute. It's directed by the same guy that did The Devil Wears Prada and Marley and Me. So you've got a little bit of the tearjerker and the sarcasm and the comedy from this guy. But these two actors, Tommy Lee Jones and Meryl Streep, now Steve Carell plays the psychiatrist that they go to see to try to put love or life back into their marriage. It's hard for me to watch Steve Carell not be funny.
Right.
And he is not funny in this, but he does a very good job. If he tried to be funny, he would have ruined the film. So Meryl Streep and Tommy Lee Jones play off each other. I actually think there could be a nomination out of this. They are so great, and they hit so many notes that anyone who's been married a certain length of time could relate to.
What is that certain length of time?
Well, in this film, it's 30 years.
How long have you been married?
I've been married 16 years.
Oh, amateur.
And I think I looked at that. What?
Amateur.
Amateur.
Practically a newlywed. 41.
41 years.
Yeah. That's right.
You should go. The thing is, you have. It sounds like you have a really good marriage.
What?
What have you been listening to?
Oh, man. Wow.
Your wife adores you, and you adore her.
Who is this? Wow. Who did you call? Yeah, go ahead.
No, but in this case, you know how life becomes routine?
Yeah.
Everyone is able to relate to a lot of things in this film, and they've been married long enough that things have become routine. They have a non-existent sex life. They're, you know,
That happens?
Hey, tell me if you think this joke is funny. We did it 2 days ago. Guy calls 911. He says, "I think my wife's dead." And the dispatcher says, "What do you mean you think she's dead?" He said, "Well, the sex is the same, but the dishes are piling up." She laughed. She laughed.
Wow.
That's a good sign.
That actually is.
Now, see, there's the reverse version for women to tell, "I think my husband's dead." And the dispatcher says, "What do you mean you think?" And she says, "Well, the sex is the same, but the grass needs cutting."
It doesn't work as well.
No, it doesn't work as well. You're right.
No, it doesn't work as well. There's one line in there where Meryl Streep says, "I would feel less alone apart from him." And I think it speaks to a lot of people that are in a marriage and they feel very lonely, but it goes deeper than that. And then there's comedy, and these two prove that they're just the best actors we have because they did the comedy and then they turned on the drama, and it was so, and I went in thinking, I don't want to see this. I went with a friend of mine. She was thinking, that looks okay, and we both came out crying,
talking, laughing. I don't want to go to the movies when you're there.
Wow.
By the way, the name, Hope Springs, they should have done a better name. That's a turnoff for me. Hope Springs.
Well, that's the place they go to. They go to this little village in Maine.
Oh, it's called Hope Springs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. See,
you
don't know
that. And they find this guy that's a psychiatrist that's going to help them tune up their marriage. And they stay there for a week. But there are so many things that I think even you say to yourself, I don't want that marriage, so...
Have you ever heard of marriage encounters?
Yes.
Okay, have you ever been?
My parents were one of the, no. But my parents, growing up, I remember they went on one of the first ones in St. Louis.
Years ago, friends of ours went to this thing, and they're telling us.
You write letters to each other.
Yeah, oh yeah. What? They're telling us about, no, wait till you hear this. They're telling us about this, and you go for a week, and you write, no TV. No radio. You have to touch each other. One night is just touching.
That's what this movie.
And then you write to each other and you look at each other. And I'm thinking, when they're telling us about it, you guys ought to go. And I said, you know what? I think I've read about this in the Bible. It's called hell. You know?
Look at each other.
I can't imagine doing that.
You know what? I know a guy that did Marriage Encounter maybe 20 years ago. He still writes his wife a note every day.
Oh my goodness.
Is that romantic?
It's romantic or really, really sickening. I can't decide which.
I would love for my husband to do Marriage Encounter. We have not got, I would love to do it, but we actually did Engaged Encounter, like before you get married, and we liked it.
Why do you need to go to any encounter when you're engaged? What do you need any help for?
In order to get married in the Catholic Church, they require you to go to classes. So you can either have classes with the priest or do a weekend called Engaged Encounter.
What does a priest know about being married? He's not married.
Well, that's true.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
Yeah. Why is he running the show?
They didn't. Yeah. Actually, there were some priests on the trip, but then they have other married couples that run the Engaged Encounter to teach you how to get off on the right foot with your marriage.
What does that mean? Teach you how to get off on the right foot. What does that mean? Well, like what?
Communicating, we did write letters to each other.
Let me tell you something. When you're engaged, you communicate just fine. You write letters, lovey-dovey, kissy, being nice, opening the door. You don't need any camp for that.
You're right. Well, there's questions you should talk about before you get married. You should make sure you're on the same page. But you're right. As far as that goes, it's all an illusion. I mean, you're in that mystical, you know, a ray of love. I don't know.
So they want you to realize and face some realities of being married.
They do. They make you talk about money all of that. You know, all that kind of stuff that gets in the way later. But that's what this film does. In fact, in the beginning, he says, all I want you to do is touch one another. And it was so funny because they had gotten so far from that just even touching one another. What is that?
That's the sound of a man touching and squeezing his wife's breast.
Honking some boobs.
Honking.
No,
he's
not
honking.
That kind of, Frank.
What do you mean, not that kind of touching?
Well, that's the best kind of touching.
Why touching your hand?
Why not that kind of touching?
No, it was so sweet, just hugging, holding hands.
What if you hug and you get around?
Yeah, and you get a feel.
Yeah.
You got a pop a feel.
Well, then I guess you can take it to the next step, but they want you to go back to the beginning and get to know each other.
Well, in the beginning, you felt each other.
Yeah, you're honking.
In the beginning, you didn't hug. Yeah. You grabbed each other, and you got feels.
Well, now I know what kind of guy you were.
Then. Yeah. I was a typical guy that tried to get a feel every chance I could.
What about courtship? You know, you forget to court your wife, and your husband needs to think about her feelings. And so it kind of just got to the root of all that. And I think anybody seeing this film is going to see themselves on the screen. So whether you've been married 15 years, 30 years, in some way, you'd be lying if you couldn't relate to this. Now, a lot of guys are probably not going to want to see the movie, but I think it's going to get a lot of attention. I was pleasantly surprised. I really liked
it. I'll bet you most of the counselors at these kind of places are divorced. The ones telling everybody how to act and how to look at each other and write each other. I guarantee
most of them. Well, they're trying to warn you. They know from experience.
Okay. That's one way to look at it, I guess. Will your husband see this?
You know what? I bet this was not one he would want to see. See, a lot of times I have to see him on a Tuesday night, which are not. It's not good for him. But so I'll take a friend or.
Would you like? You said you'd like for him to write you a note every day. Would you really like that? I mean, really.
A note every day.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not every day, but
it's overkill.
Note.
You know what that is? That's overkill, and that's a guy who's hiding something, and he has a girl. He's a girlfriend. No,
unless it's Hey Dawn.
Well, I write notes like, "Hey, stop and get my prescription."
Do the dishes before I get home.
Hey, how come there's nothing in the refrigerator? That's the kind of note I write.
Cook me some food.
When are you ever gonna cook?
My underwear need to be cleaned.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Make sure you use some Shout.
Can I get a word in?
Sure.
A lot of
go ahead.
What a lot of men do now is they text their wife. You know, so you don't have to get out the pen and paper. You can just do a little loving text during the day.
I did a loving text yesterday. I sent her a text. I said, stop texting me when I'm on the air. That was my loving text.
Frank, you act like you're this tough guy, but we know you've been married. You could probably counsel all of us in marriage.
Oh, my Lord. Holy crap, that would be...
Yeah, you don't want that. Oh, man.
Wow.
So, Hope Springs. I wish it had another name because it's like those movies with the word wedding in them. Tommy Lee Jones, Meryl Streep. And I like Meryl Streep. She's a great actress. But sometimes I see her in movies and I think they just put her in there so they could say that Meryl Streep is in it.
Yeah.
You know, she's not really stretching her acting ability.
Stretching. Oh, my goodness. She's playing a woman who is so prim and proper and afraid and afraid to communicate to her husband. And you don't even see her. You see this woman she's created. That's how good she is.
Well, she can do this. She's capable of that.
She is so capable. And Tommy Lee Jones, the same thing.
All right. ARDs.
3.25.
Ooh.
I liked it. I didn't think I would like it.
Well, here they come right here.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan.
It opened yesterday. Talk to you later.
We'll talk to you Monday. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, there she goes. Dawn Meadows Dixon.
Yeah.
Courtesy of Westport Car Wash. Three locations. Ever near a Westport Car Wash. For goodness sakes, go in and get a car wash. I mean, for the money, a lot of soap, spotless rinse, great car wash. On Page, just east of Lindbergh, on Lee May Ferry Road, just north of Lindbergh, and on Brentwood, just south of Manchester, Dawn Meadows Dixon. Seriously, I remember, like it was yesterday, this other couple that we knew, and they had just come back from this. And while they're telling us about it, they're holding hands. It's like they were still in the afterglow of this stinking thing. And when the first thing he said was, no TV, I said, I'm out. Or immediately, I'm out. No TV? And then just like she said, they have theme nights, like one night you write to each other. Oh, man. And I'm telling you, I'd like to see the divorce rate. I've said this before. If you know a couple and they whoopsie poopsie boopsie, you know, at each other all the time, and, you know, I'm not going to get real specific as to who this was, but, We knew a couple. They called each other the same exact pet names. Okay? And it was...
like Schmoopy or something?
Yes, yes. And let's say it was Schmoopy. And here's exactly what it was like to be around him. Schmoopy, do you want some more iced tea? No, Schmoopy. Do you want some... I'll get it, Schmoopy. Okay, Schmoopy. And you want to just vomit. You want to vomit. 5 years later, they were divorced.
Oh.
But they could not have put on a more sickening show every time you were around them. It was absolutely sickening. And they would counsel other couples about how to be, you know, nicer to each other and how to be more considerate. Divorced, as I predicted they would be. I told my wife, they'll be divorced. In no time, they'll be divorced. That is not normal behavior. Here's what's normal behavior, all right? I'm on the phone, and my wife says from another room, tomorrow morning is trash day. Don't forget. And then I say, I'm on the phone.
That's communication.
Yeah, that's solid, crystal clear communication.
Yeah.
There's no question. I don't want her bothering me right now. I'm on the phone. Did you remember to take? Yes. Yes, I did. Schmoopy. I'll tell you another little inside personal thing that I'm kind of proud of. I have never once called my wife honey, and she's never called me honey.
Really?
Everybody we know, and there's nothing wrong with this. Hey, hon, would you go get, or honey, never. And I told her when we got married, don't ever call me honey. And I'm never calling you honey.
There are some people, and it's usually women, that will say to other guys and women, okay, honey, thank you.
Well, that's like waitresses
or something.
But no, we've never called each other honey. I said, I don't like it. Everybody does it. It's a generic catch-all, a name you're giving your wife that a million people call their wives. I'll call you by your name. You call me by my name.
You guys just use Oscar and Scarlett.
For a while, in the early years, we had the code names, Oscar and Scarlett. We haven't used those for a long time. That wore off after a while.
Like it wore off. They don't get any use.
Oscar and Scarlett are dead. We had their funeral years ago. All right, Window World. Let's talk about a company that is so far out ahead of its next biggest competitor that they sell five times more windows than the company that comes in at number two. How about that? Their second biggest competitor doesn't sell but one-fifth as many windows as Window World. They try to. They'd like to sell as many. And one of the ways they try to do it is they price their windows at $189. That's not going to do the job. That's not going to cause you to sell as many windows as Window World. It's not going to fool anybody. Oh, I guess it works. There probably is somebody out there who sees an ad for $189 and is half blind and half deaf and 118 years old. And I think that's that company we heard talking about Window World. No, it's another company. If it doesn't say Window World, it's not a Window World window. And there is a difference. Now, they just recently had the Good Housekeeping seal of approval reinstated. It's not like those forever stamps. You get them and they're good forever. Good Housekeeping seal of approval doesn't work that way, because if it did, it'd be kind of like, you know, the reason they make you show your insurance card when you get your license plates? Because they have to show that you renewed your insurance. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you get insurance once and then you'd never get it again. You get the Good Housekeeping seal of approval. If you never had to be retested, you could cut the quality of the window, and you'd still have the – they're not that stupid at the Good Housekeeping Research Labs. They're not going to let you do that. So they retest, and they make sure on a regular basis that everything you're still saying about your product is still true, and it still is with Window World. $189, whether you buy 30 or you buy one. And the website is – very easy. You may want to start there. WindowWorldSt.Louis.com.
With an update on the roads, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklanding airborne traffic. How do things look from up there, Tim?
Oh, it's pretty bad out here right now, Tina. First of all, this report's brought to you by Fifth Third Bank. Fifth Third Bank, who believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Right now, you are jammed up solid from the Ewing Overpass, which is midway between Compton and Jefferson, to the Poplar Street Bridge. It's crawling from the bridge eastbound 5570 through 64, northbound 55. That's backed up almost to the ramp of Highway 44. We've just got a new accident. We're on our way to check it now. Eastbound 64, just past Hanley. Two left lanes are blocked, and you are good backup behind that. We also have an accident on westbound 370 west of Highway 94, and traffic's only getting by on the shoulder. And westbound 70, I think people bailing out because of that jam there. You are jammed up from the Blanchett Bridge through Sunbelt. Looking at westbound 64 now, it is baseball traffic that's making things stop and go from Kings Highway out through McCausland. And this traffic report is also brought to you by the new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan. The new Kia Optima Limited Midsize Sedan, elegance, performance, technology. If you'd like to learn more, visit your St. Louis area Kia retailers or go to mykiastlouis.com. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
How far can you throw a stone?
I don't know. Not very far.
Well, O'Kelly's at the ballpark is just a stone's throw from Busch Stadium.
And that's not very far.
Yeah.
That makes it the place to go before, during, or after a game.
Do you like great food?
Do bears bear? Do bees bee? Of course I do. Who doesn't?
Well, O'Kelly's at the ballpark has the best puff fare in town, including unbelievable nachos.
Unbelievable.
As well as pizza, burgers, amazing pub pretzels.
Amazing.
And signature sandwiches. And so much more. Do you like flat screens?
Yep.
Lots and lots of flat screens.
The more the merrier.
O'Kelly's at the ballpark has tons of flat screens to watch every minute of the game. Plus pool, darts, three bars, an outdoor patio, two floors, live music, and the best looking bartenders and wait staff in town.
And all this is only a stone's throw from Busch Stadium?
That's a fact. Hot bartenders and great times await you at O'Kelly's at the ballpark with happy hour 7 days a week and all day Monday. 756 South 4th Street behind White Castle. Just two blocks from the stadium. Stone's to throw are optional.
The best way to solve any problem is usually the simplest and most straightforward. After all, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. That's why when your foundation starts cracking or sinking, you need PermaJack, the patented foundation stabilizing system. Steel piers are hydraulically driven to give your home a foundation it can stand on. A foundation that is solid as rock. PermaJack is the simple system. A small crew can install it in only a few days without major excavation or heavy equipment. PermaJack is the straightforward system. A small hole is dug next to your foundation wall. The PermaJack bracket is attached to the footing. A hydraulic pump forces a sturdy steel pier down into the earth as far as necessary, and the hole is refilled. PermaJack is the best system. Each pier is load tested under pressure to be certain your foundation is securely supported. There's no competition. Other systems just can't match the simplicity, reliability, and economy of PermaJack. The original PermaJack. Solid as rock.
Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-900-5538. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-900-5538. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-900-5538. That's 1-800-900-5538. 1-800-900-5538.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-400-4216. That's 1-800-400-4216. 1-800-400-4216. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You say.
Hey, it's Mike Rom here with Fiona from a local Ford dealership. How are you, Fiona?
Good. How are you, Mike?
I'm all right. What do you want to talk about?
Motorcraft Complete Brake Service.
Okay.
We will replace your pads or shoes, machine your rotors or drums. All labor is included, and we throw in a rebate.
Get Motorcraft Complete Brake Service and get a $50 mail-in rebate. $50.
One price covers everything.
That's correct.
So it really is complete.
It is complete.
Limit one redemption per axle. See participating Ford dealer for rebate details and vehicle exclusions, or visit FordOwner.com through 83112.
When Christian Hospital's chief of surgery, Dr. Jay Jensen, needed life-saving surgery of his own, he could have gone anywhere, but he chose Christian Hospital. Dr. Jensen knows that Christian is not only one of the top hospitals within BJC Healthcare, we're also ranked among the top hospitals in the entire St. Louis region by U.S. News & World Report. Watch Dr. Jensen tell his story at ChristianCares.org. Christian Hospital. Care for life. Member BJC Healthcare.
Experience the wonder of Florida's most natural islands and their pure, unspoiled beaches. Begin your adventure at FortMyersSanibel.com.
Couple minutes, if there's anything you'd like to kick around, fire these phones up. 314-969-KTRS or toll free 888-550-KTRS. The KTRS is 5877. We'd love to talk to you. Tell me if anybody else kind of feels like this. When I watch the Olympics and I watch these girls, especially these gymnast girls, and their coaches hugging them, it kind of gives me the creep.
Yes.
Like you agree? Like they're pedophiles.
Yeah, why?
I watched one coach hugging and kissing on this girl in her leotards, and I thought, you know what, it's kind of creeping me out.
It would make sense that all gymnast coach would be female to me.
Thank you.
I don't get it.
I think they're like a father figure.
Yeah, well, you know what, maybe, but it's still creepy. In this world where it seems like every third person is some sick pedophile, there was one in particular when she came down off the things and he went over and he was kissing her and hugging her real tight.
The Russian?
Yeah.
And they were real kissy.
Yeah. And she had her little leotards on. I thought, hey, man, back off.
Yeah.
You're a coach.
What draws men to coach gymnastics? Because it seems like everyone is a male.
And why you have to hug and kiss on your – you're a coach. And she's a gymnast. You know, pat her on the back or shake her hand or something.
It's like a basketball coach kissing his players or something. You wouldn't do that. No.
I don't know. It just looks weird to me. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to follow up. Last hour you talked about that phone app with the sound. There used to be a bar here in Oberlin, Missouri in the late 60s, early 70s called The Office.
Yes.
And I knew it well, and I used to always tell my wife, honey, I've got to go back to the office. And they also had a drink called The Works, singular, The Work, and said, I have to go back to the office and finish my work.
Oh, that's great.
And it was a wonderful experience, and I think it's a great idea. They also had a phone booth in there. They did have a sound phone booth. You could push bus station.
I told Peon a while ago, there used to be, and you're right, there were phone booths, and they were in several different cities, and some guy, genius, marketed these things, and they had a sound effects panel in the phone booth. So when you're in the boom booth, you put your money in, and then say, you know, you want real train station or airport,
great.
Flight number 436 coming in. And it was a great idea.
Yep,
and then there was a bar at some college town called The Bookstore. And when your parents would get your charges,
credit card slip,
it would show that you purchased things at the bookstore. And then the parents are thinking, well, my kid's so smart, he's always going to the bookstore.
$70 at the bookstore last night?
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to do research. Yeah.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. No, he's right. I do remember that place. What a great idea. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing?
Great. How are you?
Good. Load the shotgun.
All right. We're ready to go.
All right. Well, there's this people having a party, and these three Indian guys walk up.
Now, are they Native American Indians, or are they India Indians?
They're Native American Indians, and they walk up, and they knock on the door.
Okay.
And the man answers the door, and he says, can I help you? And he says, we're here for the party. And he said, well, it's a costume party. You guys aren't wearing a costume. And they said, a costume party? And he said, yes. So the three Indians walk away, and a little while later, there's a knock on the door, and the three Indians are back at the door. The one Indian is painted red from head to toe. And he says, well, what are you? And he said, I'm red. I'm red with rage. And he says, well, that's a costume. Come on in.
I disagree, but go ahead.
And then he says, the next Indian, he says, what are you? And he's painted green from head to toe.
Green with envy?
I'm green with envy.
Mm-hmm.
And the last Indian is standing there, and he has a pear on his private part.
A pear of what?
a pear, like a fruit.
A pear. Like a piece of fruit.
Yeah. Okay.
And he says, and what are you? He goes, I'm deep in despair.
Okay, we'll get it done. Okay, not Playhouse material, but well done.
You have a great day.
Thank you, Jerry.
Bye-bye.
Why did they have to be Indians?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I actually knew that joke, but I'd never heard the Indian part because the red and green part absolutely had nothing to do with anything. Yeah. That's okay. Got to give him credit. Dan, how are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm having a wonderful time, Frank, listening to this show. I've been listening to you for a long time. My dad listened to you when I was a little kid.
Let me stop you right now. First of all, this is like when a really good-looking, hot girl comes up to me. You remind me of my dad. I appreciate that. But
how old are you, Dan?
Now, don't do this to me.
I'm going
to
be 50 this year.
Oh, my goodness.
No, you're not.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Stick it in and twist it.
I'm AMing to PM.
Thank you.
I need the problem solved.
Well, then you need us because we are.
The problem solvers.
And what's the problem?
All right, Frank, I brought up this problem when you were out of town one time before. And
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that time I was out of town.
and through the admittance of your co-host there, they said it was one of the worst shows that they were having.
Mm.
So, and Bill couldn't answer this question if his nose depended on it.
So
the question is that how come your body can adjust to the cold air in your house, but your body cannot adjust to the cold air outside where you don't have to wear a coat?
Well, first of all, there's a huge difference in the degree of cold. Cold air outside is like 20. In your house, it's 70, 72. Is he still with us? He hanging
out? Yeah, I'm listening.
I mean, you're talking two different degrees of cold.
But couldn't your body adjust to that temperature, lower temperature, as you would maybe lower the temperature in your house?
No, not if you dropped it to 25 degrees.
Okay.
I don't know why that's something you... Are you okay? I don't think there's any comparison.
No, it's just a thought that I was having one day, and I thought, well, heck, I'll ask Frank. Maybe he has some sort of idea.
Well, but you're saying you can adjust the cold. Like, you're coming from the heat, and you walk in your house, and it's 72 degrees. That's a little easier for your body to adjust to than if you go outside in the winter, and it's 10.
Yeah, see, I think something that's probably more accurate is when in like the summer, if it's 60 degrees, you're like, ooh, I need to put a jacket on. But if it's the beginning of spring and it's like 60, you'll go outside in like a t-shirt and shorts. Woo-hoo! Because you're used to. So maybe that.
I guess maybe that's what I'm asking right there on something like that. I guess that makes more sense of the question that I'm asking.
Okay. Do you have anything else for us to think about?
No, and I'm sorry for calling and ruining your day.
Dan, you didn't ruin our day at all. We ruined it. We had the day ruined before you ever called.
Well, only if you really knew, Frank. So, but anyhow, everybody have a good day.
Thank you, Dan.
All right, bye-bye.
We've done it again.
We did.
Yeah, we did. Of course we did. It is true, though. 65, let's say. If you were outside, it was 100, and you went in a place where they had such a powerful air conditioner, 60, woo, Tina'd have
like here.
She does it here in the studio. Yeah. She puts a sweater on.
Up.
But if it were 10, and we had a freak February day, and it were 65, you'd be in a T-shirt.
Yeah.
It's just relative.
Man, it's so hot out.
It's what your body has sort of become accustomed to. Let's say hello to Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank. Hey, going back to you guys talking, first off, I'm AM and the PM.
That is good to hear.
Going back to you guys talking about the Olympics and all that touchy-feely hugging stuff going on, you know?
Well, with the male coaches and the girl gymnasts, yeah.
Well, you know, I'm not the coach. My daughters play soccer and volleyball, but I help out. And in order to help out, they sent me to a class. They checked my background. And they send me, I got to sit in a 2-hour class and watch all these pedophiles and all this crazy stuff that they do.
No, I don't doubt that.
So I can go and they tell me that you're not even supposed to touch these kids because you don't know what one of these parents might do to you, you know.
Well, which is why when I watch the Olympics, it's so contradictory to what we in this country have come to accept or not accept. They're doing all the things that if your daughter here, if her coach did that, you'd call the police on the guy.
I saw
one of those coaches literally just hugging and squeezing the gal's, the young girl's butt. He had her hand on her butt, and he's kissing her two and three times on both cheeks. And I just thought, man, back off. Ease up.
Sure. I just thought I'd let you know. Nobody trusts anybody anymore in these days. You know, it's crazy, man.
Well, I think it's smart probably not to trust anybody based on what I've seen that's out there in the world.
You got that right. Hey, have a good evening.
Tom, thank you. You too.
Bye.
All right. Bill Cleveland is on the way. He'll be here. He'll be here in a flash. And I sure hope he didn't hear what that guy said about his nose. That hurt me for
it. Yeah, I don't like that at all.
I don't like that kind of thing at all. You don't hear us doing that. First Community Credit Union is where I bank. I have, tell you what I have there. I have a savings account. I have a checking account. I have two business accounts there. I'm the one in our family who bothers to go check and see if there's enough money in that checking account to cover whatever my wife, you know, throws her debit card down for. I don't think she ever bothers to check. She just, you know, puts it down there. And man, she is really good at the checkout thing, when you swipe that thing and enter your code. She's like a world record holder. Yeah.
She's a lot of practice.
She knows how to do that. But it is so much easier than the old check writing days.
You see somebody write a check now,
you're like, look at them.
What are you doing?
At home is one thing if you want to stick a check in the mail.
Right.
But out in public,
when somebody
in front of me is writing a check, I just want to go, hey, you know what? They got these things called debit cards. Why don't you get one and swipe it and move on and stop sitting there balancing your checkbook in front of me. But they make it very, very easy. And First Community Credit Union, on a couple of occasions, has automatically sent us new debit cards when they felt like there was any sort of breach or something looked a little weird. And I like it when they do that. That means somebody is watching out for you. Competitive rates, terrific service, and exclusive sponsors of the yard sale on Saturday morning, 7 to 9 o'clock, with your host, Paul Warner. If you've never heard it, listen this Saturday morning. I'll bet you'll be hooked. You'll probably listen. It'll become a ritual. It is for a lot of people. Every Saturday morning, get your breakfast ready, turn on the radio, and sit down with Paul Warner and not be interrupted with a bunch of commercials for the 2 hours, because there's only one sponsor, and that's First Community Credit Union. And please, please, if you would, tell them how much you appreciate the fact that without First Community Credit Union, that yard sale may very well have ended a couple of years ago. They're strong supporters, and we appreciate it and want you to let them know it, too. And if you decide to go in, even if it's just for a bag of popcorn, or if it's a hot day and you want a popsicle, tell them you're AM and the PM. You're just checking things out. Get some literature, or go to this website, firstcommunity.com.
With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, here is Tim Weiland. Tim?
Yeah, what a mess it is out here on eastbound 64 just after Hanley. You've got an accident that's got the two left lanes blocked. You are backed up well approaching McKnight now. On westbound 70 at the Earth City Expressway, a stalled vehicle mowed out, and the police just pulled up to it. It's blocking the left center lane, and that has things jammed solid now approaching St. Charles Rock Road out to the Earth City Expressway. It's stop and go again from 5th Street to about Zumbel, or 94, and then it's again bumper to bumper from Mid Rivers Mall Drive through Highway K. Northbound 170, that was slow from 70 to Scudder. Southbound 170, you are slow Delmar through 64, and eastbound 270, look for your jam up to start right at McDonald and open up after New Florissant. This traffic report is brought to you by your Greater St. Louis area Toyota dealers. Toyota owners, with Toyota, dependability comes standard. Help keep your Toyota dependable by visiting your local St. Louis area Toyota dealer for factory recommended service performed by Toyota factory trained technicians. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Attention all women with a muffin top. Research from the Mayo Clinic proves that people who carry fat in their midsection have a higher risk of health problems such as heart disease, stroke, high blood pressure, and even cancer. If this is you, we have good news, because women who need to lose 30 pounds or more instantly qualify for a free trial of Sensa, a clinically proven way for women to lose weight all over. To experience the most dramatic weight loss results, you must be a female over the age of 25 and need to lose over 30 pounds. Call 1-800-966-2858 now and request your free 30-day trial. In a six-month clinical study, one of the largest weight loss studies ever conducted, participants lost an average of 30 pounds using Sensa. And if you're a woman, now you can too. Call and instantly qualify for your free trial of Sensa. 1-800-966-2858. Strict limit of one free trial per household. 1-800-966-2858. That's 1-800-966-2858.
Fifth Third Bank believes that creating a better banking experience for everyone starts with listening. Fifth Third Bank, the curious bank. Member FDIC.
Share that on the air, what you just said.
All right. Last day. Man.
If I can find a way to share it with you, I will. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the, I forgot what I'm doing. Bill Clevland, from downtown St. Louis. It's the Bill Clevland segment, starring, of course, Bill Clevland, along with Bruce Limpurst in the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab. If you know what Peon said, you know why I can't think. You're AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Clevland. Yeah. Hello, Bill.
That's not like Peon to be saying things he shouldn't be saying. No.
He's trying to ruin your segment.
This was a good one.
Not the Peon I know.
No.
Well, we'll start off with some sports news. The Cardinals have traded player Tyler Green to the Houston Astros.
Woo!
As part of the deal, the Astros get Green, and in return we get a box of used gloves and a half gallon of Gatorade.
Oh, man.
And the cover of Newsweek magazine calls Mitt Romney a wimp. Yeah, Romney campaign is pretty upset. They say the magazine cover could cost Romney all 7 votes if people would still subscribe to Newsweek.
Yeah, that's the truth.
And finally, this our friend Rosie O'Donnell says she isn't sure if she'll ever return to television.
Oh, no.
Not sure if she'll ever return to television. She said, I'll collapse that bridge when I get to it.
That's good.
The Bill Clevland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevland on the Big 5 to BK Turner.
Thank you, Bill.
Okay, see ya.
I'll collapse that bridge when I get to it. Can't get enough good Rosie O'Donnell jokes. Ladies and gentlemen, don't move. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News,